Alrighty, hello everybody, this is the Trucking Monkey. Old Man Safety will be joining us probably on our later episodes. Right now he's not with me, whatnot. Sorry I haven't been on for such a long time, been dealing with a lot of stuff. So, a lot has happened since the last time we were on here. Not to mention, the railroad strike, whatnot, that is still going on and still being processed. That one's still not a foreseeable, no guarantee, hey, it's all done. No, it's still up in the air. Then you have, trucking agencies and trucking jobs, whatnot, still disappearing left and right due to the high fuel prices. No, and just everything else is just going haywire. So, what are we going to talk about today? Honestly, I don't know. Today's going to be a ramble. Kind of a whatever episode. So, again, if there's anything you want me to talk about, just leave a comment or send me an email or anything of that sort. So, if you wish to send me an email at cdonaldson089@gmail.com. Send me an email. If you wish to know for me to say talk about anything interesting that you want to hear or anything of that sort. So, do that. Again, my email is cdonaldson089@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let's see what we get. So, otherwise, no, today's not going to be all that bad. Today is today's the 11th of October. Oh, yeah, it's been several months. So, but like I said, no, fuel prices are going up, even though everyone kind of blames the war and everything over in Ukraine, even though it's more of, friggin' oil companies being, completely, price gouging, wanting to keep their benefits and everything like that, while the rest of us, sit and suffer. Friggin' ass wipes. But I know that, it's the prices alone went down, they're creeping back up again. Grandpa Biden, President Biden and whatnot, actually does his job and finds a way to, get the oil companies to do their, stop, gouging and everything like that, we might be having lower fuel prices. Hopefully. But I really doubtly see it. I don't see us ever getting back down to $3 a gallon for the foreseeable future. Whatnot. I think we're going to be stuck right around $4 a gallon nowadays. Just like when I was a kid, whatnot, it was all about, going to $2 a gallon. How much of a pain in the ass that was. But, other than there's that. If you're a truck driver, good luck. Remember, if you are a truck driver, starting next year in the state of Illinois, especially if you're in Chicago, make sure you have some kind of a bat or thumping, something to thump your tires with at all times. State of Illinois is having fun with letting loose all the criminals that are on the cash bond. So they'll all be out and gone and whatnot. And their rules and everything are really fucking, really, really messed up. If you want to read more about that, go to Illinois, the DOJ, DOJ, the website. It's really messed up. I think it's stupid. A lot of people are calling it the, first acts of the purge. It's pretty close, but not quite. But it's how, especially is how it's, set up. Did you know that in the state of Illinois, I don't know about any other state, but in the state of Illinois, where I'm at, as of next year, an officer cannot forcibly remove a person from your house or your business. They can only give them a ticket starting next year, which is 2023, which I think is really retarded, because that, makes it where it's kind of like, why the hell do we have, then why the hell do you call the police on it if they're not going to be able to take them off your property? They just give you a ticket And it's up to you, as the owner, whether it's the landowner, house owner, or built, or property owner, or business owner, to decide what kind of the degree of the removal that you can do, and also to know if it's legal. It's kind of like, that's what the cops are there for. Yes, you would have to hire a lawyer at that point, and it just starts costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's ridiculously stupid. But anyways, that's what I think on that. Because at that point, it's kind of like, no, we have officers there for a reason. They're there to help when we can't, when there's discrepancies, whatnot, arguments, and things of that sort, whatnot. And the fact that Illinois is doing this, I don't know if any other state is. I can only talk about Illinois because I keep up with Illinois. You know, that it's really, really stupid. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense as to why Illinois would do that. You know? But then again, Illinois is kind of a special child, just like California and a few other states. You know? But it's a bunch of special children, a class of 50, whatnot. So, but how I see the state of Illinois going completely tits up in no time. Why not? If you ever want to meet me on one night, I'm usually running around in a tow truck. So if you need to know anything, just again send me an email, and I'll and also if you send an email, please put in the subject line. No, truck and monkey. It could be truck and monkey question or truck and monkey whatever. Just make sure you put truck and monkey in the subject line. So I know that it relates to this here podcast. Otherwise, if I don't know it, I don't answer it. So, again, if you're just now joining us this far into it, we're almost 10 minutes into it, and you, kind of skip this far ahead, whatnot. My email address, whatever, that you can send me something, or even to Old Man Safety, is cdonaldson089@gmail.com. Send me an email if you want to talk to me or Old Man Safety. I'll be having an episode with Old Man Safety here in a few days, or maybe a week, whatnot, depending as to how things go. That's about it on that. So, otherwise, what I don't, let's see, what else can we really kind of ramble on about? Here soon and whatnot, I will be, doing more research into doing, auto mechanics and everything like that, so the truck and monkey will be turning, will be doing, opening up his own business, not of repairing cars and stuff like that. So, that's another thing. I see that everybody really loves the, truck stop and parking, the episode. With that being in mind, we're gonna do some more things about truck stops and whatnot and everything like that. If you really want to see the most goofiest things ever that truckers do, why not? Go to Bonehead Truckers on YouTube. Go there, watch them. It's funny, and you'll understand why I say real truck drivers don't wear flip flops. Why not? You know, it's a YouTube guy. Why not? He's awesome. He brings out the funniest things and the most stupidest things that us truck drivers do. He really does. It's funny. So go check him out. Go on. Go check him out. He's fun to watch and listen to. Why not? So, yeah. Alright, well, you know what? Today's going to be a little 10-minute episode. So, again, this here is your truck and monkey saying hello again. Goodbye. See you next time. And remember, slow down, be patient, Yeah. And remember, truck drivers take forever to stop. Don't cut in front of them. So, truck and monkey here. Later, you guys.